Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, where the only thing that matters is whether you win or not. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. New question, which number eight do you have more confidence in for the rest of the season? Nick Castellanos or Adoree Jackson? Ike, which number eight do you have?
What the hell type question is that?
Well, I like that Mayock went number eight.
On Adoree?
Yeah. When he talked about Adoree on the phone call. And it got me thinking,
yeah,
which number eight do people believe more in?
Well, I'm Casty.
I think it's Casty, too.
Yeah. What about you, Ike?
Yeah, it's probably Casty.
What do you think the poll is at?
Probably Casty. I would go... It's close, though. I would go... Let's go 55.
78% cast.
Damn, 78, yeah. Not even close.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think it's, you know, some of the hot take artists like Jack, people have turned a little too hard on Casty.
Nah.
Casty is a playoff guy. He has settled into his platoon role. I just think if the Phillies win the World Series, there's going to be a big Castellanos hit in there somewhere.
Sure.
That is my belief.
Okay, contribute. Awesome.
Yeah, I think he will. I think
Pat Burrell got a big hit in the World Series.
He is, and forever a hero.
Yeah.
You know, it was him and the Clydesdales, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone forgot about, you know, just the jumping out of the way of the fastball inside.
Yeah.
You know, didn't matter anymore.
It hit 200 for a whole year.
I think he's the lowest batting average amongst qualified hitters in the history of the World Series.
Oh, really? Pat Burrell? Really?
He has one.
Yeah, he got the key hit. He got the winning run.
Winning run.
Yeah. Well, he had the 409-foot double, yeah. And then they pulled
him.
But then he also went to the World Series with the Giants. No hits in the World Series.
Oh, he didn't get any hits in the World Series with the Giants?
No.
Oh, wow.
But the Clydesdales.
But he won.
He's a winner.
He's a two-time champion.
Gary in Vineland. You're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Man, all I need to hear Mayock say was, you know what I'm saying, right? Instead of answering you back, oh, that would have been the best.
That's what I appreciate about Mayock. Here is a specific thing I appreciate about Mayock. There is no doubt that Mayock's bona fides, as far as football goes, are worlds ahead of where I am. Worlds ahead. But the fact is that Mayock got in there and engaged in the conversation back and forth in a way that I think was good. So Mayock didn't pull the, you've never done this, you've never done that, you don't know, none of that. So
yeah.
I give credit to Mayock. Mayock could have easily dismissed me like some other callers do. They just start talking to Ike. But Mayock stayed dialed in. So Mayock gets an A+ for me.
However, loses, I'm going to say A-, because had he been a listener, he definitely would have done that just to...
Oh, just to
break some stones.
Yeah. Well, maybe he needs to. He's obviously going to keep an eye on us from now on.
Wait till he brings up your dad.
He's got. Oh yeah. Look, Spike, you wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for your dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nepotism.
Yep. What's going on, Gary?
I wish I could sing the way my friend's cover band used to sing the Bismarcky song. It was a little bit funnier.
What, than the way that Bismarcky sings it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he sings it pretty funny, too. So what's going on, Gary?
So, yeah, man, I really think, you know, next time we're Turner, you definitely should ask him why he sucks so bad. Like, you should definitely drive that home. You know, when you're face-to-face with somebody and you maybe want to interview again, you should definitely be like, you're horrible. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Why?
I should dig
like,
in. You know what we're going to do? We're going to block out an hour and a half with Trey Turner. I'm going to come in with tape of every time he was at bat that he didn't get a hit, and I'm going to ask him why he sucks so bad in that at bat.
I love the Skittles question. I thought that was hilarious.
Come on.
Like, you get to know the person as a person, not just baseball.
And
not everybody could be that guy playing with his kid's truck.
Yeah, dude. We're at spring training with the Phillies. Want to have a good time. And by the way, I didn't think it was a softball interview. I thought it was a good interview, but whatever.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
And then yesterday on the way home, I thought I was concussed with the guy fighting for Kenny Tula.
Now, I thought I was concussed, like, too, with that one.
What is going on?
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Did I hit my head?
There are some Kenny Pickett guys out there. I wonder if it's because he's from Jersey. He is from...
I guess.
I'm from Jersey.
Yeah. What's that?
He said, I'm from Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, he played college in Jersey, right?
He played college at Pitt.
He went to Pitt.
Oh, right. So he's from Jersey.
He's from like,
Jersey.
Ocean City.
Yeah. He was an Eagles fan when I played.
Which, again... He thought the 4th and 26th play happened in 2005, which it happened in 2003.
So he's not a real Eagles fan.
I'm just on these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when he was bragging about his 15-10 overall record, I'm like, that's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's a good record.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, wow, sign this guy.
Yeah, if you go to the record thing over performance, it's got to be like Jalen's record. If Jalen's record, truly, to say that they only... You know, after the bye week last year, they only lost one game that he started and finished. I can.
You know why, Spike?
What's that?
You know why?
Because he's a winner.
Because all Jalen does is win.
Yeah, all he does is win. But point being is, I can talk about pass the ball this way, pass the ball that way, all I want. Losing one game over, you know, however many weeks, that 18 weeks, that is an impressive thing. So even though he didn't play in two of the games, which they won without him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Gary.
All right, man.
Have a good day. All right, there it is. Gary from Biden. Jennifer in Tennessee with her regular check-in. What's up, Jennifer?
Oh, it's great to talk to you guys, and thanks for getting me in. It's really hard right now for me to plan a day when I think I'm going to be able to get on and when I'm at home so I can keep doing stuff while I'm on hold and I can be patient and, like today, cook my dinner and all that. So anyway,
well, what'd you cook for dinner?
Oh, that's an old Howard thing.
That's an old line. Right
yeah,
there.
Well, she said she cooked. Were
you asking her that because it's a woman?
Oh my goodness!
So, yeah,
I'm a big Jennifer in Tennessee guy.
I cooked dinner. I cooked scallops, and then I've got mushrooms and asparagus. And our Spike, the mushrooms and asparagus are separate.
Oh, there you go. So I could have it. Right. So I could have it. Right.
I don't think Tennessee's a scallop state either.
Yeah, where are they getting the scallops from?
Well, I have to try and eat healthier, so I joined the monthly Wild Alaskan Club.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
And so you get shipments, like frozen shipments of seafood? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Jennifer.
Yeah. So anyway... To be true to the show, so my answers to the questions. First, I'm okay with a win over functionality because I want them, if they don't need to use the passing game, since every team is really scrutinizing their offense, just save it to when they need to use it. So that's my thinking on that.
On the tush push?
On the offense in general, passing game.
Oh.
Save it for when they need to use it.
No.
So, yeah, just like last year, they saved it for the end of the year.
Well, but also, too, the reason, I mean, they didn't use it because everybody's been scrutinizing them. So they've got to come up with some new things.
Oh, and by the way, Jennifer, they are going to, yeah. He's going to throw for 268 yards and 3 touchdowns on Sunday. I have no doubt, actually. This is setting up for one of those games where we get a that what you wanted to see game from Jalen Hurts.
And a lot of fans being like, nah, 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 boo, boo, Spike.
Yeah.
Stick your head in doo-doo.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think, so having, because I'm a big Phillies fan and I'm losing a whole lot of faith in Castellano, but I'm impressed with Topper and his decisions, I have to go with the new Eagles guy, number 8.
Wow, Adoree Jackson over Casty? Wow.
Yes, that he will make some kind of big contribution this season because they will need him. I mean, I don't feel like the Phillies need Casty to win the World Series.
Well, thank you for the call, Jennifer. Always great to hear from you.
I agree with that.
I think they're going to need everybody.
Takes a village, Spike.
Takes a village. You never know who the hero is going to be.
I certainly agree with that. But what I'm saying is that we can spot play him.
Yes, and I think they will.
Put him in good situations.
Yeah, for sure.
Will he still swing at the first pitch?
Yes.
He worked a walk last night.
There you go.
At one point.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I had to readjust the Twitter poll. I forgot a number 8.
Who
could forget Paul George?
Oh.
What a collection of 8s.
Yeah.
I wish I knew who the Flyers number 8 was.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's the... somebody will tell us.
Yeah, yeah. If there is one.
Text Brodes. Maybe Brodes will know.
It's probably retired.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Was Recky
retired?
Recky, I think, was 8. Yes.
Yeah.
215-5.
Is Recky retired?
Is Recky retired?
No,
oh, his number's not retired.
Yeah,
no. 215-592-9494.
Recky played when I played.
Yes. Yeah. Is he retired?
Is Chris Chelios still playing?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. 215-592-9494. We'll get to what Jason Kelce said. A few interesting things on the morning show today, right after I tell you about something interesting about dogs and cats rule. What's the most interesting? Well, I'll tell you what's the most important. What the most important thing is to the lead dog, George Perini, in all 7 dogs and cats rule locations is that you are going to encounter a staff that is going to be able to answer your questions about what to feed your dog or cat, about what supplements they may need. You might say, you know, you usually go to a pet store, maybe you Google it, maybe ask your vet, something like that. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is so informed, and their products from a nutrition perspective are so great that they are going to be able to answer those questions for you. Take as much time as you need. And while you're there, you know, if there's treats you want, they've got the treats. They've also got officially licensed Trey Turner jerseys, Bryce Harper jerseys, Jalen Hurts jerseys, Saquon Barkley jerseys at every Dogs and Cats Rule locations. There are seven of them, in case you didn't know. Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. Five of them in Pennsylvania. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.bet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So the big story, you know, Jordan Mailata came on the show on Tuesday and set off a bit of a chain reaction. There was already a lot of tush-push conversation.
Discourse, yeah.
Discourse. And the national media, in what I believe is a coordinated effort to get the tush-push out of football, has really lined up. It made Jordan mad. Here was Jason Kelce this morning on the tush-push.
I think the play's done. I think that the play was going to be done last year. I think that there's a lot of people within the league at multiple levels that want the play to be gone, which is fine. I think we'll still go back to running quarterback sneak, and I'm sure they'll figure out ways to be successful. I'm not really that concerned with it, to be very candid.
Yeah, I guess the play is done. I guess it is. I mean, I don't know how many votes. Did they not even have them?
We only needed two votes.
What's that? Yeah.
They only needed two.
So they only have to convert two more.
Yeah.
Two more. So, yeah, I do think that the... You know, I thought Jordan made a good point on the false starting. So, yes, when you slow it down, you can see them false starting every time. I do wonder how many goal line plays and regular sneak plays and short yardage plays that if you went back and watched, is the offensive line doing a similar thing?
I'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, because the whole idea of them doing that, they need to get... They're creating an advantage there.
Right.
So if you're running a regular goal line play, you're not thinking of trying to create an advantage from having linemen fire off sooner. I didn't realize it until it was pointed out, and I've seen this damn tush push a million times. I didn't realize that the ball is not in front of everybody.
No,
how it should be, though.
Yes, well, because otherwise you're in the neutral zone.
Yes.
So the ball is almost...
It's almost
underneath
the center.
Under the center.
Yes, at least his head.
Is over the football. By not in a normal, maybe a little bit for football play, but it looks by...
I didn't even see the football.
Yeah, it looks by 2 feet.
Yeah.
So the other thing that Jordan brought up that I think is interesting, and he said, or somebody reported, maybe I was Elliot that said, Insider of the Year Elliot, said that the Eagles have also told the league that the other team is screaming out their cadence, which is against the rules,
right,
too, which should be a penalty as well.
The refs should hear that.
Yeah, so if I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
It's probably just one of those things they don't call.
Right.
So if they're going to keep an eye on this false starting, they got to keep an eye on that as well, because I want if we're going to lose it next year, I want to get maximum advantage out of it this year. So
no, don't worry, they will.
So, yes.
They will.
So Jason also talked about the Eagles' offense so far this season. This is what he had to say.
I think that they've been great in certain situations. I think they've been really good in the red zone. I think that they've been good in third down conversions, which part of that is tush-push related. Overall, it feels like it's just a little bit disjointed and guys are kind of missing here and there. I still think there's a lot of optimism moving forward. I have a lot of confidence that the passing game will pick up.
It disjointed is a good way to put it. It actually reminds me a little bit in a different way of when the Andy Reid offense wasn't working. It felt like there was no rhythm. It feels like there's no rhythm to the Eagles offense right now, except for the first 2.5 drives of the Cowboys game. And finally, Jason Kelce on the Philadelphia media, of which he is part of right now. Here is Jason.
I'm very pro Philadelphia media being very honest with their sports teams. I think that in general, it pushes a lot of the times the envelope, and I've seen that in the building, that it has an effect on people to make corrections and make change. And I think it's actually one of Philadelphia's media landscape strengths. It's very frustrating to go through at times as a player and an athlete in the city, or a coach, I'm sure. But the reality is, I do think the net gain from it, where like you can't fall asleep in the city. You are going to be getting crucified if you're not going out there and doing your job. And I think that that does push people.
Him saying, Ike, that the media and the fans' reaction has changed things. He said, I've seen it within the building, that the way the media is can enact change within the team.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a pretty interesting thing to say. The fact that the media can yell about something so much that the team inside the building adjusts because of it, not just how they handle PR. I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about gameplay and, you know, decisions they make. That's a pretty interesting thing.
I think he's talking about more about the front office.
You think so?
Yeah.
In terms of what players they acquire?
What players they should acquire, yep. You know, stuff like that. You know, the whole need a wide receiver thing.
Right.
You know, I'd be shocked from a coaching standpoint.
Yes.
If they allowed fans from outside to dictate what they're doing in a game.
Well,
Angelo did get Doug to take the ball, right, against the Cowboys?
You're right. That was one instance where
Doug listened.
Yeah, Doug listened, and he shouldn't. That's when we knew it was on the way to being the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder
Doug actually did take the ball. Yeah.
Is that what y'all wanted to see? It was the Steelers game last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wonder if the passing in that game was a reaction to the media.
To the media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, it was a reaction to AJ.
Yeah, that's what was a reaction to.
Well, Brandon's
which
part
they
of the
blamed
media.
On the media, by the way.
Yeah.
They blamed on us.
Yeah.
Fair point. I've forgotten that was the same week.
I do agree that I believe the criticism or not even criticism, just holding the teams accountable.
Yes.
Right? When he said you can't fall asleep at the wheel, he said something to that effect. Basically, I mean, you just can't rest on your laurels in this city.
No.
You don't win, or you're not playing well, or you're not putting a good product out on the field. We're going to let you know about it.
I think that's healthy.
And he has that perspective because he's now on this side.
Right.
So he understands it much better.
He said, as a player, it's hard to go through sometimes.
Exactly.
But to get on, as you are,
yep.
for two decades now,
yep.
on the other side,
yep.
you realize how necessary that is to a good sports environment, I
yes.
think. Speaking of good, here's a bad guy, Cowboy Jim, here on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Spike, you should have replayed the conversation between Jason Kelsey and Justin from Tennessee. Jason Kelsey didn't think Justin was a real person.
Is that he thought he was somebody doing a bit? Is that what he thought?
Doing a bit. You know,
oh, wow.
You know, all these ways to cook a raccoon and things like that. You know, but, you know, Justin, you were an embarrassment to the great people of Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Take it down a notch.
No.
I'll kick your ass.
You don't come
do
after Justin.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Justin's down there in Tennessee happier than the dog and a cat with multiple Peters and no idea what to do with them.
All right, I got a few more things I need to get off my chest here. Three things that need to be banned. The cheating, fraudulent tush push,
okay.
that you guys do cheat.
Okay.
West Coast teams playing at 1 p.m. in Philadelphia. It's unfair to the Rams. I mean, I just want an Eagles loss, okay? Give me a break. And Herb is a 5-6 guy, not a 3:45 guy, okay? We all wait for Herb from 5-6.
Look, I wanted to give the 3 o'clock hour people a taste of Herb. I thought about it. I looked at the clock and I said to myself, you know, a lot of the 3 o'clock people, a lot of people listen at 3, never get to hear Herb. And I'll tell you what, Herb brought it. He was basically singing the whole time. And he had really good points about the offense. They should go left and right and have play action.
And, right.
and defense, 46 defense.
46 defense, buddy style. Absolutely.
And something I wanted to say yesterday about Elitis Ike.
Mm.
I don't carry cash. My congregation carries it for me. Money is dirty. I don't know where to put it. When asked for a tip, Ike response is, sorry, I don't have cash.
Nope, I asked you, do you have Venmo or Cash App?
Yeah, and he's actually very good about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's
okay.
a big tipper.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really thought I was going to miss Mr. Magoo on the Charters. You know, it was, I can't sleep, I can't eat this, I can't drink that, you know, can I have a bag of food to take home? And then I met Devin, and everything just was forgotten. So, goodbye, losers.
Okay. Wow. He's saying Devin is better on the flight than Howard was.
Well, you know,
certainly less demanding.
For sure.
Yes. I can imagine.
Yeah, that was his
sure
flight.
She's low maintenance.
But by the way, put Cowboy Jim to work on that plane.
Yes.
Don't let him
How
off
How is
easy.
He still on the charter?
I have no idea. He gives out so much information on the air that he shouldn't. Even took a shot at the organization earlier this year.
Yes, because they got the travel thing or
yes,
something.
Yes,
that's not good.
What is coming up in the top 5 of 5, Joe?
Ah, the funniest things I've heard in the last couple of days.
Okay, I like those. Funniest things you've heard in the last couple of days.
Yep.
That is coming up next, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.